good to be here this morning. It's good to see a lot of folks from Tulsa. We've got folks from all over. We're delighted that you're here. And this morning we want to talk to you about the benefits of membership. And before we talk to you about the benefits, we want to let you know who we are. Our name defines who we are. We are international. We are a fellowship and the fellowship of Christian businessmen. And one of the things that we'd like to share with you this morning is how the International Fellowship of Christian Businessmen was formed. And I'd like to start by reading from the original and official vision. And in August of 1989, I remember that time well, because my son got married in Upper Wisconsin, and we didn't leave there until late on a Saturday afternoon, and we drove most of the night to Detroit, Michigan. And it was on a Sunday morning after they had concluded a convention there that we had a meeting. Carlton Milbrandt was the host director, and I'd like to read to you what happened in that first meeting. In August of 1989, the directors of IFCB were moved to pray and seek God regarding a businessmen's organization that would be on the cutting edge in this, the beginning of the greatest of all revivals. It was obvious that the birth of IFCB was ordained of God. And it was also recognized that IFCB is not and will not be the only organization in this new move. However, the IFCB will be a part of the revival that will usher in the restitution and restoration of the world. Secondly, this revival will bring forth a new wine. And third, the Holy Spirit will once again put God's people on the offensive. And fourth, they will conquer and bring back credibility and respect to his people. And then in St. Louis, in September of 1989, the same group met, humbled themselves in prayer, and after sharing ideas and insights, the group retired for the evening. And that night, one of the directors received the following vision. During the night, I was awakened and was in a semi-sleep condition. I beheld the throne of God with a crowd of people gathered around, all standing at attention. I recognized that a meeting had been held in heaven. And as God sat on the throne, he said, "Bring forth the agenda." A large scroll was unrolled and stopped at a place toward the end called Today in Time. God then spoke and said, "It is time. I have men of vision not plagued by former things. They will have an insight into my agenda. They will be men of valor, fearless, bold, aggressive. They will look like lions but have hearts like lambs. These men will attract and find favor with great leaders of our time. My agenda is already understood by many. However, it is understood more by national and political leaders than the religious. There will be a new breed of a different spirit, confident and strong, yet gentle. They will be unmovable, strength mixed with gentleness, loving and caring. They will not appear to be super religious or over spiritual. These men will be moved by the agenda. They will walk on the earth as men of destiny, problem solvers, pace setters, operating in wisdom, motivated by my agenda, not seeking the approval of the former." God then said that the next years will involve major changes. The world kingdoms will deteriorate, and there will be a rise of Christianity worldwide. The world will come to the Christians for answers. Then in November 1989 in Chicago, Illinois, as a result, direct result of the St. Louis meeting, the following platform was discussed and approved by the directors. It was then presented to the charter chapters of IFCB. The purpose of the International Fellowship of Christian Businessmen shall be to train and develop Christian leadership for this time of change. Number one, God is calling us to relate in the tangible areas of life and not to imitate pastors. God is calling us to release the gifts of men and to help them realize that they are being led of His Spirit. God is calling us to proclaim His agenda and share the events that are destined to happen. And fourth, God is calling us to be birthed of this vision and to follow the cloud by day and the fire at night. Number five, God is calling us to train men to handle problems and situations. Men of common sense and character, we are to develop mighty men of valor. God is calling us to usher in the Lion of Judah through the power of seed sowing. God is calling us to be world changers. I remember that well because I was there in all three of those meetings. And I heard what I believe the Lord was saying to us, and that has not changed. And then the vision of the IFCB. Our vision is to establish and develop a worldwide Christian business and professional men's organization with men of destiny who desire to be pace setters and world changers, excelling in all aspects of life and business. Our purposes of the IFCB was founded. The IFCB was founded and will continue for the purpose of fulfilling the Great Commission, as stated in the Holy Bible, Matthew 28:18-20. The objective of the IFCB is to assist business and professional men in acquiring and sharing God's principles and benefits of business and personal excellence. Many of you may wonder, well, how can I get involved in the International Fellowship of Christian Businessmen? And if you have a chapter in your area, I would recommend that you get involved with them, hook up with them. But if you don't have access to a chapter or round table, I'd suggest you consider starting one, because I believe that we have one of the greatest opportunities anywhere around. And getting started, one of the things I suggest is to look for men that you can relate to, that you would like to develop a relationship with. For example, executives have a lot in common with other executives. Entrepreneurs have a lot in common with other entrepreneurs. Small business owners have a lot in common with other small business owners. Professionals have a lot in common with other professionals. And blue-collar workers have a lot in common with blue-collar workers. So one of the things that we find, and our experience has been, that men like to fellowship with other people that they have a lot in common with. So we look for men who have a similar interest. For example, executives and entrepreneurs, small business owners, they have unique challenges. They have similar interests. For example, they deal with contracts. They deal with cash flow. They have employees, and they deal with employees who have employee relation problems. And they have sometimes their employee discipline challenges, and their incentive, and they could be family issues. And those are things that many men have a lot in common. For example, when somebody comes to one of our roundtable meetings or luncheons and they are dealing with someone who is dealing with a particular problem with a contract or challenge with a contract, and they make that known, there are men sitting around that table that have been down that road. And they can understand that. So if a person comes and says they need prayer for their cash flow, other businessmen understand what that's all about because they've been there. And if they have a family situation, they can bring that to the table and bring that out, and other men around that table understand what they're talking about. The second thing is to, or the next thing is to find a good facility where the men would like to get together to fellowship. And it should be accessible, should have good surroundings, and then they should determine what is the best time of day for the participants. For example, many executives and entrepreneurs find that a hotel and a morning session works best for them before they get involved in their daily task. Blue-collar workers may prefer a restaurant, and sometimes evenings work best for them. Much will depend on the availability and facilities in your area.